Thus I see it as continuing. Thus I see it as my task to sensitize the general public to the sufferings of early childhood. Addressing the child in my adult readers, I attempt to accomplish this in two ways, in two different ways. In the first section of the present work, I describe poisonous pedagogy, the methods of child rearing practiced when our parents and grandparents were growing up. It's possible that many readers will respond to my first chapter with feelings of anger and rage, which can turn out to have a very therapeutic effect. In the second part, I recount the childhoods of a drug addict, a political leader, and a murderer of young boys, all of whom were subjected to severe humiliation and mistreatment as children. In two cases in particular, I draw upon their own accounts of their childhoods and later fate, trying to bring the reader to listen to their shattering testimony with my analytic ear. All three histories bear witness to the devastating role of child rearing, its destruction of vitality, its danger for society. Even in psychoanalysis, especially in its theory of drives, we find traces of traditional pedagogy. I first planned to devote a chapter to this theme, but its scope forced me to make it the subject of another work soon to appear, and that became Thou Shalt Not Be Aware. There I stress the distinctions between my ideas and specific psychoanalytic theories and models more clearly than in my previous writings. This book, For Your Own Good, is a product of my inner dialogue with the readers of Prisoners of Childhood, The Drama of the Gifted Child, and is to be understood as a continuation of that work. It's possible to read it without knowing the earlier book, but if the subjects discussed here evoke feelings of guilt in the reader rather than of sadness, then it would be advisable to read the earlier work as well. It's important and helpful always to keep in mind in reading my present work that when I speak of parents and children, I don't mean specific persons, but rather certain conditions, situations, or questions of relative status that concern us all. Because all parents were once children, and most of those who are children today will one day be parents themselves.